Unit 3.
Lately, I have come to realize that you can get too much choice. I had this brought home to me the other week when I was at an airport in Portland, Oregon, standing in a queue of about 15 people at a coffee stand. It was 5:45 a.m., not my best time of day, and I had just 20 minutes till my flight was to be called. But I really, really needed to get some caffeine into my system. You know how it is. It used to be, if you wanted a cup of coffee, that's what you asked for, and that's what you got. But this place, being a 1990s coffee stand, offered 20 choices. Espresso, latte, caramel latte, brief, macchiato, mocha, espresso mocha, black forest mocha, Americano, and goodness knows what else in four different sizes. There was also a galaxy of muffins, croissants, bagels, and pastries. All of these could be had in any number of variations, so that every order went something like this. I'll have a caramel latte combo with decaf mocha and a cinnamon twist and a low-fat cream cheese sourdough bagel. But I'll like the pimiento grated and on the side. Are your poppy seeds roasted in polyunsaturated vegetable oil? No. We use double extra light canola extract. Oh, that's not good for me. In that case, I'll have a New York 3 cheese pumpernickel fudge croissant. What kind of emulsifiers do you use in that?